This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Tamara did a dance move that I haven't even seen before. I don't know. Tamara, what was that dance move called?
I don't even know because it was actually me just falling over.
That was Okay. You covered that up. You covered that up so well. Yeah, that we didn't
it's my
even.
Life.
Oh wow. Okay, that's a fantastic.
It's what I do.
I'm glad you brought that up, Tamara. Now I'd like to be able to explore a little bit.
Of
the life.
That's right. Of Tamara.
Finally.
Issa. Tamara Issa.
So, Tamara, comedian.
Yo. Yes.
What got you into comedy? What got you into the scene?
What got me into stand-up? Well, It was a dark, grey night.
Wow.
They tend to be.
Yep.
And I was lost.
Lost? Did you have a GPS with you?
Yeah, luckily.
Oh, lucky.
So I wasn't really lost for that long.
Fortunate.
But no, I was at a friend's house and her brother gave me this CD and he goes, I think you'll really like this.
Really?
He's like, listen to it on the ride home, which was about an hour.
Yeah.
So I put it on and it was none other than the Bill Hicks, the greatest comedian, one of the greatest.
Yes.
Himself. And I listened to it and I was just like, whoa, this is really cool.
You loved it.
This is blowing my mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty revolutionary guy.
Yeah. And it wasn't actually that, but that's where it started.
Okay.
That's where I started getting like really into stand-up comedy.
Albums.
Yeah. And then it was podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, you got
the Laugh Out Proud podcast.
Yeah, Laugh Out Proud. Check that out. I'm going to be on it.
At joy.org.au/laughoutproud.
Holla. And so I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and he would just talk about the open mic days.
At the comedy store.
Just like what it was like being an open micer and how you started out really shit. Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's okay. Know. It's all right. Go for it.
Started out really shit, and then I was like, hey, that'd be me. I'd start out really bad. But I just thought if there was anything in the world that I would dedicate time to, it would be stand-up comedy, making people laugh or trying to make people laugh.
Have you listened to Mark Maron's podcast?
Yeah, I have.
Right on.
It's really
awesome.
Cool.
It's a great podcast. Did you go to when he came to Melbourne?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
We won't bring up who we didn't buy Jerry Seinfeld tickets either. So we're a bit upset about that.
Super salty in this room.
My friend was trying to buy Jerry Seinfeld tickets and she's onto it, right? And it was just like the website would just crash. Like,
speaking of the website,
we
fluked our way into guessing the early access code.
That's right.
For those tickets and still couldn't get tickets.
Funnily enough, you could have guessed the magic code, Jerry. And we couldn't, I mean, Jerry, if you're listening out there, give us some tickets,
please.
Any Jerry.
Yeah,
any
me
Jerry.
Too, Jerry.
But where did you start getting up? Where was the first spot you started getting up?
The first place I did a gig was at the Comics Lounge.
Yeah. Right on, wow.
In North Melbourne.
Oh, did you go to like one of those workshops?
I did.
To get up? Because I don't just put you straight up.
I did.
At the Comics Lounge.
That's a funny story, actually. So I was trying to get into comedy and I was just like Googling it, like, you know, stand-up comedy nights in Melbourne. And a comedian there, like I went and watched a show. One of the comedians there, I went up to him and I was like, hey, I'm thinking about getting into stand-up.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, great. Come to one of the workshops, blah, blah, blah. And so I went for about 6 months to the workshops because I was like really scared. You know.
Got to get over that stage fright.
Eventually I got up and I thought, why did I wait so long to do this?
Right on.
Why did I go to... I actually don't recommend going to comedy workshops. That's what I personally think.
Yeah.
Because it's just them the whole time trying to tell you how to do you.
Yeah.
And you need to figure that out for yourself.
That's right.
It just pollutes your mind. So
the best advice
anybody
is just
thinking
to get up.
About doing comedy, just get up and do it.
That's it.
Definitely
don't listen to anybody.
It.
Listen to yourself. You'll
That's
know.
It. And I mean, there are some plenty of open mics, you know,
there's
rooms
so many.
Now. You know,
there's
and I mean,
spoiled for choice. In
yeah,
Melbourne,
it's a bit hard to find. But
the funny thing about that story is that same comedian, like 2 years later, ended up abusing me and telling me to not do comedy anymore.
Oh.
So I was like, haha, that's
funny. That sounds like jealousy. That sounds like jealousy to me.
Uh-oh.
He was whacked.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah, so then here I am today, 4 years later.
That was 4 years ago. Wow.
4 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, as part of the Laugh Out Proud show, technically we get to call it research and not stalking.
That's right.
We discovered a little video of you interviewing Ari Shaffer.
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was awesome.
How did that happen? Set us up for it.
Because big fans of Ari here as well.
Yeah.
You obviously would have seen him then when he went to came to the Comics Lounge.
Yeah, I did. Awesome. So I used to work for this comedy magazine, Yorp Mag.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I used to do like interviews and film it and then just put up online. And so I knew he was coming down and I hit him up and I was just like, yo, do you want to be... You know, do you want to come in and do an interview?
Right, right.
And he did, and we picked him up from the lounge and then took him to Macca's.
Right on.
Smoked a doobie.
Wow.
And then did the interview. So,
oh, wow.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, if you had told me that I was going to be interviewing Ari Shaffer as a little open mic comedian, like, there was no way I would have believed you.
It was a good interview. It was a good interview. He seemed receptive.
Yeah, he was cool.
How do you feel you went? Yeah.
He was so cool.
Was it like one of your first big name interviews? Yeah. Like, that was
definitely.
The first. Big, what?
And the last. But now I'm getting interviewed, so haha.
Right on. Look at that.
It might help you feel a bit better that you're our biggest name so far as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So Congratulations.
Who else have you guys had?
We won't list off names. So that's, I mean, if you want to see, you can go to joy.org.au/laughoutproud. You can check out those podcasts.
They're all up there.
They're all up there. Mm-hmm. So I guess what rooms are you, I mean, like you...
Started at the Comics Lounge.
Yep.
Have you bounced around to the other rooms?
Well, I'll just say that I started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Right on.
Wow.
No, I don't know. Like,
have you done like what about the Imperial? Like the open.
Yeah, like you
there?
Just bounce around.
Yep.
You just bounce around.
I mean, I saw your name on the Exford lineup. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, making it big.
Making waves.
Oh god.
That's a good room. I like that room.
I got so many fans after that.
Really?
So, no.
I mean, she got a radio
got
interview
like,
out of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I mean, you know, I wouldn't discount all the things.
Yeah.
So I mean, come on. I mean, you're setting a standard here at Laugh Out Proud, you know? And I mean, you're the biggest name guest here. So we thank you for being on tomorrow.
Thank you.
But you mentioned Bill Hicks was, you know, the first inspiration. Do you have, who else inspired you? Who are your favorite comics?
I think, like, for anyone who gets into comedy, usually it's like, it either starts with, like, the Bill Hickses or...
Pryor.
You know, yeah, Pryor's mad. Dave Chappelle's mad.
Yeah, of course.
Like, he's amazing. Like, all the regulars, all the guys that are up the top.
What do you think of the classic Jerry? You like Jerry.
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah, like his show was really good. I don't know about these days. I love Doug Stanhope. He's like real cult. He's really cool. I like Duncan Trussell. He's really cult.
Trussell, yeah.
But he's
Do you like Doug
like
Benson?
Doug Benson's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All
I
right.
like him.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't want to forget anybody unless they get cut at me.
Nah, it's all right. I mean, look, I don't know if Doug's listening right now, but I'm sure he'll be angry at you just saying he's okay.
Well, it sounds like, you know, it's taken a lot to get us here.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you've got a few things coming up and you've been working on a few projects.
Yep.
Yes.
And we have our special guest comedian, Tamara Issa.
Hello.
Sorry, I keep associating that last name with the drama. If you heard early in the
theatrics.
Show. Because she's caused so much drama here on the show.
It's been a debacle.
That's right. That's
crazy.
Right. But we getting back into exploring Tamara and all that is about Tamara. And we were talking about before in the previous segment, you know, how you got into comedy and you know, the favorite comics and all that sort of stuff.
But as a comedian, your experiences aren't always sunshine and rainbows.
That's it.
Sometimes very rarely sunshines and rainbows. Have you had some bad experiences as part of the process?
Yeah. You mean hecklers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They come up now and then. I think the worst one I had was I was doing this open mic music night in St. Kilda. And there was like a bunch of local old drunk dudes who like obviously, they were always there. And like before I even said anything, the guy's like, make us laugh.
Wow.
I was like, oh, great. And so like about after 5 minutes of me and him going back and forth,
wow. You gave it back. You gave it back to him.
Well, yeah, like, I was like, I might as well practice on this guy.
That's a good idea. Do you go with the old just give him back one-liners, or do you just, or you just completely roasting him?
Well, I was failing. I was failing badly.
Really?
And then I was just like, I finally was just like, and pardon the language, everybody. I was just like, you're an asshole. And then he turns around and says to me, like, he started shaking his ass at me, and he's just like, yeah, you've seen my asshole. And I was just like, I said this, and this, everybody loved it. I was just like, I haven't, but there's about 10 guys in here who probably have. And then that's when everyone was just like, yeah.
Good. That's a good way.
Then I had the confidence, and then I just started abusing all of him and his friends.
We have, sorry to interject, but we have, we've just had a message in.
Ooh.
Thank you so much, 438. They've said, hi, Tamara. Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., George Carlin, Bill Hicks, Chris Rock, and Bill Burr, what order would you rank them in regards to being very thought-provoking but hilarious at the same time?
Wow.
Lachlan McFarlane. Thank you, Lachlan.
Thank you very much for email.
Lachlan's my friend. Right, I used to work with Lachlan at a warehouse in Preston. So, g'day, mate. How's the warehouse going?
And he just replied, good, thanks. How are you?
Wait, oh, really?
That, no, he didn't. So,
okay.
So do you want me to give you the, yes. Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., George Carlin, Bill Hicks, and the screen's away from me now, so I can't read them.
Chris Rock and Bill Burr.
Thought-provoking. Well, I
even
I would
top
say,
three. Even top three.
George Carlin, Bill Hicks, for sure.
And then chuck in Louis on the as your third. Chuck in Louis.
Louis, nah. I wouldn't say Louis is
Louis. No, really?
As like top three out of those guys,
ooh,
I would say.
Oh, we have Louis on Bill, the line right now.
I did notice that.
Dave Chappelle. Just because he's cool too.
He is cool. Pretty cool.
Fair enough.
He is pretty cool.
But they're all pretty.
It's a tricky question too.
No, it is a tricky question.
It's just a dumb question, Lachlan. You're an idiot.
You're not going to be able to make everybody happy.
You know what that
is? You're cool.
Wendy, I don't know.
Calling you out, Z&G.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, Lachlan.
Yeah,
Lachlan calling you out.
Wendy wasn't quick enough to edit in Lachlan.
So it sounds like you've been busy tomorrow. Have you got anything coming up, or
yes,
have you been working on anything?
I've also got a comedy festival show coming up called a TV show, which is half sketch, half stand up, and that's at 12 Bourke Street, and you can go on the comedy festival website to buy tickets for that as well.
Okay, yep. Awesome.
Yes, and they're going to be so good.
Yeah?
It will put me on the top of that list, that's for sure.
Oh.
It's going to change the way you think.
So does that mean, after the experience, we'd love to have you back in.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have you back in to talk all about the all the little performances you've done?
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
Check me out on YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah.
What link do we go to?
Just write my name.
Tamara Issa.
Issa.
That's spelled ISSA. So how long would you say your set is, put together? How many minutes do we have?
10,000.
10,000 minutes.
Of mad.
Wow.
Stuff.
That's, I don't know if we can get the calculator in here quick enough. Wendy's left. She's our human calculator.
And it sounds like you're getting, your money's worth.
Yeah.
Right?
If you go
Do we get 10,000 minutes in one show? Is that
of content, I think. 10,000 minutes worth of content.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So that first hour is done and dusted. It's like, what's that, like 8,000 hours or something?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't work out the 10,000 minutes into hours. Yes? You're looking at me like you have a face on.
Well, I just got a note from Duncan that we have also had another person text us in.
Oh, Duncan's making that face.
Firstly, just want to say Tamara is straight gangster. A true up-and-coming comic. My question is, what's the deal with that little finger she has? Where's the rest of your finger? That's from Jules. So, Tamara, can you explain? Where is the rest of this finger?
We should have had a whole segment dedicated to this. We should have done our own research.
Too bad it's radio.
And I know. That's unfortunate. But I'm sure if you describe.
All right, so, I screwed up really early on in life and I cut my finger off. I was in a gang. I was 4 years old.
Can you be in a
gang? That's straight gutter right there.
I'm Lebanese, so you can be in a gang at 4 years old.
Wow.
No, I wasn't really in a gang, but yeah, I
Are
cut
you still
my
Lebanese?
Finger off. I'd say I'm more Bogan now.
Right on.
Okay. That's all right.
I was born in Frankston, so.
Good. That's good.
So at a young age,
yes,
something happened.
It did.
Something. Doesn't sound fun.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, so how many?
I'll show you guys.
Oh, okay.
I can do a cool trick.
Wow. Oh, that actually does look like she just put her...
looks like I'm picking my nose.
Looks like she just put her finger in her nose, and it looks like her finger was all the way up her nose.
Crazy.
Crazy. That's... I mean, if only we had the magician segment, but unfortunately, Duncan couldn't organise that quick enough. I think that's probably
there
next
was a,
week's
There
job.
Actually was a conflict between booking Tamara and the magician for this week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Now
funnily
got
enough,
two
they
one.
Were, yeah, they were the same person. That was the same person, it turned out. Look at that. Wow. That's a lot of fingers.
Is it?
It is. It looks like a lot of fingers over here.
So what's been your favourite experience so far as being part of joining comedy, being able to experience everything it has to offer? What's been the one thing that I guess you've enjoyed the most as a process or feel like you were able to do because of comedy? Anything along those lines?
Probably the coolest thing was... interview Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
That was mad.
That would have been awesome.
Like, if I wasn't doing comedy, I'd still just been listening to podcasts and, like, dreaming.
Right on.
So, Lachlan messaged me. He's like, he's trying to... Oh, God. I'm getting so much hate right now.
Wow, okay. Yeah, it seems for all the people at home, the text line is blowing up right now.
It's
and if
up.
You want to quickly get in any of your last questions for Tamara, you can text us in on... It looks like, I mean, Wendy is making a face like there's a flurry of texts coming in.
It's all happening, but it's almost like they're trying to call you out, Tamara.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and
no.
If they were listening, they would have found out that segment two was the call out.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
So if they had have texted in during that segment, we could have had another round. That's right, Wendy. We could have had another round. And I don't think it's the time now to be doing
that. Meet me outside.
Wow. Okay. That's a soundbite that we could have cut together.
And we weren't prepared for that. So it sounds like you've got things coming up.
Yes.
One last time, how can the people find all the information for your upcoming events?
So for my comedy festival show, a TV show, you can go on Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, buy tickets from there, or just YouTube me or whatever. I don't know.
YouTube Tamara
Issa,
ISSA.
Well, we appreciate you for coming along as part of the Laugh Out Proud experience.
Really,
thank you so much. And Duncan appreciates you being here. Wendy appreciates you being here.
So we'd love to have you down again.
Yeah,
if you've
cool.
got some more things coming up, we'd
please.
Love to hear about it.
Sweet.
Please.
Thank
and
you.
This is being recorded, so we got you on vocally saying that you'll be back. So we're gonna hold that as a verbal contract.
Cool.
It's locked in.
That's locked in.
Duncan, that's yep. Confirmed.
Yep. Okay.
Bye, Mom.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.